VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives launched a wide-ranging investigation Monday of President Trump's 2016 campaign, his businesses, his transition to power, and whether, as president, he has obstructed justice to try to stop investigations of him. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The panel has sent document requests to 81 people touching all parts of the president's life, from sons Don Jr. and Eric to former advisors Steve Bannon and Sean Spicer. It makes some specific requests, like asking Michael Cohen for any audio or video recordings of his talks with the president. Committee Chair Jerry Nadler says the investigation will look into obstruction of justice, corruption, and abuse of power, but the document requests a way to start building the public record. One official familiar with the probe says most responses are due in 2 weeks, and the committee expects some people may eventually face subpoenas if they do not cooperate. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Venezuela's opposition leader and the U.S.-recognized interim president Juan Guaido returned safely to Caracas on Monday, despite concerns he'd be arrested for violating a travel ban imposed by the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Guaido has offered limited amnesty for military forces that defect. There's been no immediate comment from Maduro's government about Guaido's return. Although on Monday, the White House National Security Advisor John Bolton said on Twitter, "The world is watching." After 5 years of imprisonment, the prominent Egyptian photojournalist Mahmoud Abu Zayed, known by many as Shakon, was released and returned to his family Monday. He said he would continue his work as a journalist despite the harsh conditions placed on his release. This is VOA News.